It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Persuadable voter, political independence.
There are not as many of them as there used to be. And unlike a lot of recent years, they really don't seem to be the center of this campaign season.
Right. Remember the soccer mom, the security mom? Mm-hmm. Not so much this year. This year's campaigns seem focused less on persuading independents than getting out their base voters.
Which is why, by the way, I predict that Barack Obama will come visit Michigan before the election. And that's because Democrats have pinned their hopes this year on Democratic voter turnout. Because Michigan is a decidedly blue state, Democrats have a 5 or 6 point behavioral, that is how people vote, not what they call themselves, behavioral advantage in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And that advantage is why Democrats have won the last 6 presidential elections in Michigan. But the state is not a decisively Democratic state because so many Democrats sit out the midterm elections,
which gives Michigan Republicans their best chances in statewide races. It's largely why we have a Republican governor, Republican attorney general, Republican mm-hmm. Secretary of State. So many Democrats stayed home on Election Day 4 years ago. But here's the other part of that equation.
And that is that the Republicans can't do it on their own. Michigan Republicans typically have a turnout advantage in midterm elections, but it doesn't get them all the way to victory. To win, the GOP has to win at least a slim majority of independent voters who turn out to vote.
So the challenge for Democrats is to convince Democrats to get out to vote, especially younger voters, minorities, females, who are statistically more likely to just stay at home on Election Day. That's one of the reasons we've been hearing so much about the so-called war on women.
But really, it's a war for women, women's votes, particularly young women's votes.
Terry Lynn Land has it backwards on women's health. Michigan women just can't afford Republican Terry Lynn Land.
In 2008, I fell in love. His online profile made him seem so perfect.
And that last ad titled Dating Profile. So it features a young woman. She starts talking about this guy. She talks about his online profile.
Then this dude gets creepy.
Uh-huh.
But by 2012, our relationship was in trouble.
It's really about Barack Obama.
I know I'm stuck with Barack for 2 more years. I get that. But I'm not stuck with his friends.
This ad aimed specifically at young, single women, less likely to vote, but more likely to vote Democratic if they actually do go to the polls.
So back to my prediction, Barack Obama will return to Michigan to inspire Obama voters to get out and vote in the midterms, just like they did back in 2012. And if that doesn't play so well with uninspired independents, well, that's just a little less strategically important than turning out those D's.
Now, of course, an Obama visit or two also riles up the GOP base, and it just might keep some of those independents in the R column.
Although over time, that strategy of relying on independents becomes less viable for Republicans.
And that's because the long-term trend is fewer and fewer independent voters.
Right. No matter what they might call themselves, in terms of their voting behavior, more and more voters are consistently lining up with one party or the other. And the trend right now is that will be to the benefit of Democrats.
Ticket splitters used to make up almost half the voters in Michigan.
Used to. And that's according to the Marketing Resource Group, a Republican political consulting firm I talk to a lot. Ticket splitting has steadily declined since the 1990s. About a quarter of voters in Michigan are now ticket splitters.
Which is still enough to swing a close race.
Sure. And that's also why political messengers won't give up on persuading independents. But more and more, that challenge really is to just persuade your team to show up for the game.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.